It's time for Football Friday with Bill Savage, presented by Boyd's Royal Knight on Government Boulevard in Mobile, featuring $8 weekday lunch specials, analysis and insights, the winners, the losers. Get ready for the weekend with Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we have arrived at 8:07 FM Talk 106.5 on this Football Friday when we check in with our buddy Phil Savage, general manager of the AAF Alliance Phoenix, also a football analyst for anybody worth their salt out there, and a host of his Football Philosophy podcast, and also author of Fourth and Goal Every Day that you can get a chance to get signed coming up this weekend. Hey, Phil.
Well, good morning, Sean. Hope you guys are doing well. It is, in fact, a Football Friday.
Yes, it is, and we're going to look forward and backward on this Football Friday, and also before we wrap up today, talk to about folks going up to Tuscaloosa this weekend, how they can get Fourth and Goal Every Day signed. But I guess I want to start off here. I know Dalton and I talked about this before we even rang you up this morning. With your time as the big man in Cleveland, how was that win? How'd that look to you last night?
Well, it was a huge win for the Browns. You know, they'd gone almost 2 years without a win, 19 games winless. They obviously tied their opener against the Steelers and had every chance in the world to not only beat Pittsburgh but to beat New Orleans last weekend, and just didn't figure out a way to get it done last night. Tyrod Taylor gets hurt with a concussion. Baker Mayfield runs in, and I don't know that we'll ever see Tyrod Taylor unless there's an injury under center or in the shotgun again for the Browns, because Baker really was sensational. He brought an energy and a life to that stadium that they've been searching for really for the last decade. And it's hard to imagine what a celebration it was for one win. And you know, in 2007, we won 10 games. I still don't know how we did that, but we did.
And we normally don't talk NFL, but I feel like with Baker Mayfield being such a big part of the game last night, and with him being at the Senior Bowl last year and played pretty well at the Senior Bowl, how do you feel about his future in the NFL? I know the Browns thought they had that guy in Johnny Manziel just a few years ago, but Baker looks like he could be the real deal.
Yeah, I think it's a totally different proposition. You know, there were some loose comparisons between Manziel and Baker, but in reality, you know, Baker's all football now. He certainly had some extracurricular activities along the way, but when he was zeroed in on football, he was very serious about it. And, you know, he built his reputation on being the ultimate competitor. He walked on at two different colleges, Texas Tech and Oklahoma, beat out higher profile guys, and then, you know, all of a sudden he ends up being the Heisman Trophy winner and the number one pick in the entire draft. But John Dorsey, the GM there in the Browns, really thought that there was something special about his personality and that competitive nature. And that really, it shined through last night. I mean, he was on point with the football. He can move around. He's got some mobility. And he's one of those quarterbacks that height doesn't seem to be as big a factor for him as it is for others. So it certainly seems like this has a much better chance of being successful than the Johnny Manziel experiment.
All right, let's talk some SEC. And last week, heartbreaking loss for Auburn, falling to LSU. Another comeback win for LSU, second year in a row, and they beat Auburn 22-21 with that field goal at the end of the game. Auburn pretty ineffective outside of three touchdown drives in the middle of the game. Can you diagnose what went wrong with Gus Malzahn's offense?
I think one of the issues for them right now is just the fact that they're not running the ball as effectively as they have in the past. We knew that they were rebuilding this offensive line, and they were going to be breaking in a new runner, and it looks like it's going to be Jatarvius Whitlow. He went for over 100 yards the other day, so I think he'll be the bell cow going forward. The real question to me, well, first thing, the Achilles heel in Auburn's game the other day was the play of their defensive secondary. The front seven was fine. The offense, you mentioned, sort of a low point there in the middle portion of the game. Maybe they got a little conservative, but while the lack of poise playing the football in the air was obviously a key and pivotal in their loss, because I'm not sure that LSU and Joe Burrow could really have driven the football on their own accord without some help. with those pass interference and the holding calls on the Auburn secondary. So that's something they've really got to clean up. And I thought that was the most disappointing part of their whole game, and especially the defense, just the fact that they gave up so much free yardage to a quarterback who was really struggling to hit, you know, more than 50% of his passes. So that opened the door for LSU. They capitalized on it. So now the next question is, what does LSU and Auburn do with this game? Last year, Auburn used it as fuel to get going in the SEC West. They never lost again in the conference. LSU squandered the win over Auburn a year ago. So we'll see what they do with it going forward. And of course, LSU has La Tech, so that'll be delayed a week because it's a non-conference game. And then Auburn entertains Arkansas, which should be an easy win and a way to get their mindset back on track.
Yeah, Arkansas might be the worst team in the SEC, which is a little bit surprising to me this year. But what, outside of winning, do you think Gus Malzahn wants to accomplish this week?
Well, I think they really want to reestablish the consistency of their running game. You know, that offense, while people call it a spread and it seems to be a high-flying attack and they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the conference, maybe even in the country, in Jarrett Stidham, the reality is that everything centers around that rushing attack and being effective on first down. When they can get to second and three, third and two, third and one, they're almost impossible to stop, and they haven't been able to do that consistently enough with success on first down this year. So I think first down in the run game will be a huge focus for them tomorrow.
Also, last weekend, Alabama blew out Ole Miss 62-7. But I found this interesting. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So on Saturday Down South, the website, Trent Dilfer, who I believe, was he on the Browns while you were GM there? Was he there for a year?
Yes, and we won a Super Bowl with Trent at the Ravens in 2000.
Okay, the Ravens. Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, Dilfer this week said that Tua Tagovailoa is the best quarterback he's ever seen. He said he's the best high school quarterback he'd seen, and that with about 20 of the starting NFL quarterbacks now having gone through Elite 11, he ranks Tua right there at the top. He said he can do things with the football I've only seen a couple other people be able to do. What are your thoughts on Dilfer's comments this week?
You know what? I don't think it's too strong of a take. I really don't. One of Trent's assistants was one of my associates at ESPN when I was doing the NFL Insider show, and he told me 2 years before Tua committed to Alabama how special this kid was, and then once he declared that he was going to Alabama, we would talk about him on a regular basis. He said, you have never seen a kid that's got this kind of instinctive vision and just the ability to throw the ball accurately from the pocket on the move, and he's a connector of people as a leader. And we've seen all that come to life not only in the second half of the Georgia game, but in these first three games for Alabama. I tweeted last weekend during the game, he's revolutionizing the position at one of the all-time great football schools in the history of the sport. And, you know, you just watch him play. And, I mean, he's been sensational so far. There's no reason to think he won't continue, especially with this slate of games for Alabama, the remainder of September, all of October. I don't think Alabama even hits a speed bump at all until November. And even at that, I'm not sure with this offense. It's that efficient right now, and all of it is at the feet of Tua Tagovailoa.
And that's really saying something. You don't think they'll hit a speed bump, because tomorrow, their first ranked game of the year, when they host or they head over to Texas A&M to play. And right now, Alabama 26-point favorites. But I'm going to ask, what do you think the over-under for quarters played for Tua is? Because he hasn't played past the second quarter yet this year.
You know, I would suspect that he will definitely get into the second half. I think this game can be somewhat competitive for a half or so. A&M obviously showed their mettle against Clemson a couple weeks ago, but I will say this. A&M's defense hung in against Clemson on a rainy night at home in the noise, and Clemson's offense, at least in my view, is not nearly as dynamic and diversified as Alabama's is. So I thought A&M put together a pretty good plan. Their defensive coordinator, Mike Elko, had been at Wake Forest before he went to Notre Dame and then to A&M. So he had a background of going against Clemson, very familiar with how they construct their offense. Whereas in this case, this will be Elko's first crack at Alabama and vice versa for Alabama working against him. But Bama's offense is so diversified right now in the passing and the running game, I just don't see how A&M can hang in there beyond, you know, a couple quarters. So I think Tua, you know, definitely plays in the second half. This, of course, is the fourth game of the year, so Jalen Hurts could also play in this game and it not affect his redshirt status, if that's something that could be in the backdrop at work here. But nevertheless, I think Alabama will dispatch of the Aggies. I'm not going to say easily, but I think it won't be as competitive as it was a year ago.
And I apologize. That game is in Tuscaloosa, not in College Station. And you'll be there tomorrow, actually.
I was getting ready. My heart skipped a beat when you said it was at A&M. I'm like, wait a minute. My whole weekend plans are getting ready to go awry here.
There you go. And one game before we let you go, Phil, I've got to ask you about it. And I'm not sure many people down here care as much as I do. And I'm not even sure I care this year. But 6 o'clock tomorrow, Florida and Tennessee play a big rivalry game. Listen to this stat. Florida's lost 7 straight games to Power 5 opponents, only to be outdone by Tennessee, who's lost 9 straight games to Power 5 teams. These used to be the big dogs in the SEC East. What's happened to them, Phil?
Yeah, this is a tale of two schools that have had just too many changes going on, especially Tennessee. The last decade, they've rifled through a zillion coaches. That's impacted their recruiting and ultimately hurt them on the field in terms of trying to put out a really capable team. So, you know, while this game has lost some of its luster for this year, I would suspect that within the next couple of years, it will reemerge as one of the more pivotal games in the SEC. But I mean, it's crazy to think that Mississippi State at Kentucky actually carries more weight than Florida at Tennessee, but that's 2018. But I think Florida and Tennessee will be back, but I just think it'll take a couple of years to get there.
Hey, Phil, tomorrow when you're in T-Town, not only are you there checking out the game, you got that book signing. If we are there in Tuscaloosa, where do we come see you?
Yeah, I'll be at the University Bookstore, the Soup Store there on Bryant Drive, just down the street from Bryant-Denny Stadium, 11:30 to 1 tomorrow. Kickoff is at 2:30, so I'll be there from 11:30 to 1 and look forward to seeing a lot of fans and signing hopefully a bunch of books.
Absolutely. Fourth and Goal Every Day, the name of the book, and a key Christmas present in the Sullivan household, and if you get one autographed, that's even better. So that's happening tomorrow. And Phil, also, if people want to keep up with what's going on with the Alliance Phoenix, how do they do that?
Well, they can follow me at Phil Savage on Twitter, or they can follow the league at the AAF. And yesterday, they released the nicknames and logos for the Eastern Division teams. Next Tuesday, we will find out if we are, in fact, the Arizona Fighting Neuheisels, Rick Neuheisel, our head coach, or the Arizona Savages.
Nice.
I like Fire that. Ants. We don't know what we're going to be, but we're going to find out next Tuesday.
I mean, the desert is full of, like scary scorpions and, you know, I mean, Gila monsters or something like that. I mean,
tarantulas.
You got some choices.
Yeah, desert rats, fire ants, anteaters. I mean, we can be any of a number of things, but
aardvarks.
I'm not sure. Yesterday, they revealed the Atlanta Legends, the Memphis Express, the Orlando Apollos, and the Birmingham Iron.
All right.
So I have no idea what we're going to be.
Phil, I'm going for the Savages obvious reasons.
Yeah, I tried to get that in my contract, but they wouldn't go for it. So we'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed.
Fun. I tell you, we've already got, you know, close to 70 players signed on our team. So, you know, we're rolling along and getting ready for training camp that'll start in early January in San Antonio, all 8 teams in one location, so they can keep an eye on us before that first game, February 9th.
There it is, and that's something we're going to be talking about a whole bunch more going forward, because just when you think football's over, it's not. Mm. It keeps going.
That I love it.
Great stuff. Phil, as always, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, I appreciate it. We'll do it again. Thank you.
All right, Phil Savage and Football Friday. We do it every Friday, right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by Boyd's Royal Knight. Coming back, we'll grab some phone calls, too, at 343-0106. And if you're part of our College Pick'em, we'll run through some of the College Pick'em games and let Kelly tell you how to do it.
Yep.
She is perfect. Last weekend. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. 827 FM Talk 106.5, and it's Mobile Mornings, Friday style. And there we go. Just press the button. I submitted my picks for this week in the ESPN College Pick'em Challenge. I've been below the... If there's a bell curve, I've been on the downside of the bell there.
Did you pick your own picks this week?
I did not. For the first time. Well, listen, my track record right now, I was like in, I don't know, 120-something place.
Out of?
108.
Yeah, 180 people we've had sign up.
So this
is like your quick pick if you were playing the lottery.
That's right, because okay. I don't have any confidence in what I've done to this point, so I really needed to probably just cheat and look over on your paper and see what you
cheating.
Picked. So you picked last week.
Right.
You picked all of them correctly.
I did. I did.
Great job.
And I thank you. I told Dalton about it, earlier this week.
I buried the story. I buried it immediately.
And I told him he can't be like that because he's supposed to be the commissioner. Yeah. And so you're supposed to be fair. You're supposed to be nonpartisan.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like the fact that someone beat you, you're supposed to mention it.
Yeah, right. Kelly's been whooping us. She had a perfect week last week. And then the overall leader right now, Track Freak. 0-0-0.
And way out ahead?
He's way out ahead. I think he has a 5-point lead on the whole group. But, you know, we can come back. The FM Talk Nation can come back. We can gain on Track Freak this weekend. I'm going to have a perfect week like Kelly did last weekend. I'm calling it right now.
You got to claim it, for sure, for sure. But it just goes to show you, no matter your level of knowledge of football, each week it's game on.
No, it's not for me. I mean, back at the back of the caboose.
The problem for you, Sean, they don't even put Alabama in the group anymore.
I know.
It's too easy. It's an automatic 10 points when you pick Alabama. But there are some really good games this weekend and some good SEC games. I know South Carolina, Vanderbilt, that's one of the games you have to choose. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, South Carolina only favored by 2.5 points. And you got Florida, Tennessee. That's a pretty close game. It's going to be tough to pick. Troy playing Louisiana, Monroe. There's all kinds of good games this weekend. And I love talking with Phil on Friday mornings. That man knows his stuff.
Yeah, I kind of listened to him, but I did the quick pick thing and just made sure it lined up.
It'll be interesting to see how that works out. I picked the Commodores over South Carolina.
Okay, that'll be an upset.
Yep, and the Gators over Tennessee. Sorry.
Now we can't talk the rest of the day.
Well, that's what happens when you bury the lead. You can't be like that, my friend.
Vengeance.
But I will say
Kelly's.
This, though. But as the commissioner, Dalton taught me how, because I didn't realize it, but ESPN gives you a random number when they start posting your results. Because I couldn't find my own self the first week. And he was kind enough to walk me through it. And I found myself. So thank you.
You think that'd be worth something?
We celebrated his birthday yesterday.
That's right. Tons of cupcakes. Great birthday. I do want to thank everyone that signed up for the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge. It's been a blast. And we're going to have rest of the year to do it.
Listen, right. You're great at what you do. It's fun to be in your league, for sure.
And reminder, too, what we know so far for the prize is a bowling trophy that we're going to have retooled into a college pick'em trophy.
That's exactly right.
And either we're going to get a sponsor get along with us, or I'm just going to slap weather and go out and buy some craft beers and stuff for the winner.
Name of the trophy? Toady Cakes.
See, there you go. Coming back, we'll take your calls, 343-0106. Plus, we'll talk about the Delta Dash coming up next.
On FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Dalton, how are you, big guy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
Man, I could not be better. It's Friday, and high school and college football about to start back up. It gets us excited down here in the South, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very, very excited. And also excited about the deals at McConnell Automotive. You've been telling me this week that September is a great month to go out and buy a vehicle.
Dalton, it's real simple. If you're out there listening, it's really, I know people hear these advertisements from car dealers and they say, oh man, it's not better than normal. This is better than normal, Dalton, because we have to clear out these 2018s. So the Yukon is a perfect example. We literally have 53 of them. And normally this time of the year, Dalton, we might have like 10 or 15. So what that means is we're giving supplier price to everybody. We're also going to give you a free gift of a Yeti cooler or a $500 gas card just to say thank you. So it's kind of a tailgater special. Take that gas money and go to a football game, Alabama or Auburn or somewhere. But Dalton, I just want people to go to McConnellAutomotive.com, just Google us, and essentially you're going to see Z71s, Acadias, even our little Buick Encore for $99 a month. It's just the hugest sale we've had all year, and it's real simple. And, you know, McConnell's kind of famous, Dalton, for real discounts. If you see the price, we actually give it to you. What a concept, right?
So yeah.
That's what we're excited about, is this big sale we're having till the end of the month, kind of kicks the football and school year off and saves everybody that we deal with. Just biggest savings of the year by far.
That's some awesome stuff. Thanks, Mitch.
Take care, Dalton.
All right, you too. That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, 8:38, FM Talk 106.5. We will have discussion here about a Golden Gator in just a second. Not the Florida Gator, the Golden Gator. I'll explain that coming up. I do want to grab one call here. Will is in Mobile. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning, TGIF, y'all.
Guaranteed, man.
Yeah, for
good
real.
Morning.
I'd like to just make a comment and then ask a question. It's been hard for me. We usually buy a new jersey and everything for our teams, but with the Nike situation, what we've done is gotten iron-on American flag patches and covered the swoosh, which even makes it better. And I've emailed the governor about requesting the cancellation of Nike contracts with state-run universities and colleges. I was just wondering, who does that? Do you know?
I know that there's been talk about, was it Mississippi that decided they will not, I can't remember.
State of Mississippi, right? I know something came through there. I don't know if it was with the colleges, but I mean, I think it would be individual colleges, because the state doesn't dictate the shoe contract. I think the athletic department at any given university would be, I think I'm right in that.
I think so.
Okay, well.
So you would have to call the individual, you know what I'm saying, the individual athletic departments at the individual schools. I don't think the governor, you know, has any hand in that.
But what the politicians could do was pressure. They could put pressure on the schools that are within their state, you know. And right. I think that's what we've seen in some states since that Nike ad was released.
All right. Well, I like the American flag idea, because it really works. And it looks good on my Alabama jersey and my South jersey.
There you go. Well, appreciate it. Yeah, of course. Dalton's just waiting. I'm not going to do it.
What's
I'm
that?
Doing. You're waiting for me to go flag code on this thing.
I was expecting that.
Because nobody cares anymore. There's about three of us that care about flag code, and then everybody else just looks at us like, you know, we turned green and have steam coming out of our heads, so I'll just be quiet.
I was talking to my grandpa yesterday. He was giving me a happy birthday call.
Yeah.
And we were talking sports like we always do, and he said, you know, I'm really conflicted, because he's always been a big NFL fan, always loved watching the NFL, but he's conflicted as to whether to watch the game that he enjoys and that he bonds with me and with my dad and you know, so many in our family. That's what we talk about. And he said he's had a really, really tough time watching games this year. He's had a tough time turning on the TV, and asked if we have listeners down here that feel the same way. And I said, yes, we really, really
about 30, do. 30,000 we'll send your way.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, so this is my transition then. If you're going to not watch a given football game next weekend, you could go run around in the mud and do that with the extra time you'll have from not watching football. Ashley Davis from the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce, who brings the Golden Gator to our studios, joining us now. Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning, guys. We really appreciate it.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Okay, so I remember we talked about this in the past, but if people didn't remember, Delta Dash, what is the Delta Dash? What is this thing?
Delta Dash is a 5K plus, and we say plus because we're not really sure how long it is. It's between 3 and 4 miles. over the river, through the woods, over a few obstacles. You get good and muddy. It's a great time. It's fun for all ages and all fitness levels.
All right, is this what we call adventure racing?
Yeah, we dub it adventure racing, obstacle, mud running, whatever you want to do. It's anybody that has a bucket list item that wants to play in the mud as an adult, get out there with some girlfriends, take your time doing it. Or if you're competitive, and we have a group of guys every year who literally chase that Golden Gator. For years, the same top finishers finished in first and second place. And last year was the first year the top finisher had been defeated. So now the door is wide open, and we have several people on the chase for it.
With your expertise, what type of training would you ask people to really focus on so they can maybe get that gator?
If you're competitive, you need to be running and doing some endurance and some strength training, upper body strength, heels, you know, just running in any extreme condition that you can think of. If you're doing it for fun, you're not going to run the whole course. You're going to slop through the mud. You're going to slop through the swamp. But it's going to be a blast doing it either way. We've had 70-year-olds out there running it the first year.
So now you're making us feel bad.
And I say that to say families do it together. We have a family of four that does it every year. The first year they did it, their daughter was six, and they just stayed together on the course, and they completed obstacles together, and it was good bonding. And then you have your competitors who take off on that first heat, and they're done in 35, 40 minutes, and that's it. But it really is fun for everyone, and I highly recommend, if you haven't done it, to give it a try.
Yeah, it's what's cool about these kind of races, and I've done a few of them in the past, it breaks up just a race. It breaks up monotony.
Yes.
Even though, I mean, even though it's a, you're going to get dirty and it's a challenge, it's not just pounding pavement. I mean, you're out in the outdoors and you get to do different things.
Yes, and it's an absolutely beautiful course.
You're at Lower Bryant's?
It starts and ends at Lower Bryant Landing in Stockton. The wooded, most rural area of Baldwin County, really, and it's just beautiful. You're out there in the middle of the Tensaw Delta. It's unique to our area. You get to experience it up close and personal, like most people don't get to do. And
that means mud in your teeth.
Yes, mud in your teeth.
Ooh,
and it
wear goggles.
It brings in people from all over the Southeast. It really does. They come and make weekends of it, and host about 500 runners each year. We've already got five states represented this year that are registered, so it's really an adventure, a once-in-a-lifetime thing, because once you do it once, unless you're just that down and dirty chasing the gator, you probably will only do it once or twice.
Wait a second, y'all pull that for promo. That's the quote of the week, down and dirty chasing the gator.
There you go.
Who benefits from this?
The Young Professionals of the North Baldwin Chamber began this event in 2012. It was their signature fundraiser. They are highly concerned with education and giving back to education and kids in our community. Every year, half of the proceeds are managed by them and go back into scholarships as well as other educational donations. So if there's a group of kids going to represent us somewhere, they'll make a donation, help get the kid there, and bring him home and be very proud. In 6 years, it raised over $130,000. Half of that has gone back into the Young Professionals Fund, strictly educational programs, and the other half has stayed in the community as well and benefited existing programs of the North Baldwin Chamber.
This is great stuff. If somebody is listening right now, they go, okay, I'm down.
Yes.
I can do this. I want to chase the Golden Gator. I want to go get muddy. Okay. They got to get registered.
Yes, get registered. You can go to delta-.org, click on registration. Registration prices do go up on Sunday, so I highly recommend, if you're thinking, I want to register, I want to do this, go to your computer right now and get it taken care of. There's discounts for teams. Find a group of friends, eight of you. You'll get $5 off your registration fee. You don't have to register at the same time. Right now, prices are $65 a person. Sunday, it will go up to $70. And it's very important to note, because we have people show up every year, race day registration is not available.
Repeat that again.
Race day registration is not available.
Did y'all hear her? She said race day registration is not available. I think that's pretty clear. Okay,
even
so
the Golden Gator says,
and also, I mean, register now and get that before Sunday, get that discount, get in, and also hopefully, you know, if you win, if you take your picture with the Golden Gator, send it to us.
Yeah.
We would like to. We got to hold the Golden Gator, as you see on Twitter, that picture. We got to hold the Golden Gator for no reason. We didn't like win it or anything. We just kind of, you know, stepped in and acted like we wanted. But if you do win it, get a picture with it. Let us see it. Is that fair? You send it to us and we'll share it. All right. Once again, delta-.org. Yeah, Dalton.
No, yeah, I was going to say I was sweating when we took that picture, but, you know, I didn't run a course or anything like that.
Just, you know, and talk about North Baldwin for a second, too.
Yeah.
I like the fact that, you know, doing something like this and focusing there at Lower Bryant's, there's a lot of people, it's sad to say, that live right here, maybe even live in Baldwin County, that have not spent time in what is, I mean, Stockton is a community, beautiful. Obviously, you have so many public lands up there in the Delta and access to the Delta up there. This is, I mean, you get a real gem in North Baldwin.
We do. We're very lucky. And a lot of people, a lot of residents in Baldwin County and Mobile County, I'm sure, aren't even aware of the access points that are available. There are tons of ways to get out on the river, on the bay, into the Delta and explore. We have local outfitters. You know, we love our friends at the beaches. We're great friends with the team down there. And they take care of promoting our beaches, and we take care of promoting our Delta. Delta. And believe it or not, we have tons of tourists every year from Europe who come in to canoe our waters because they're that spectacular. And we just take it for granted. So you're ever out and about or you want to plan a staycation with your family, you have everything you need on our website. You can go to discovernorthbaldwin.com. Click on whatever you want to do, and we'll guide you through the process of planning your perfect trip.
I love it. Ashley, thank you so much for this.
Yeah, and I was just going to say kudos to you and the young professionals for doing what you're doing, not just having fun, but pouring back into the education of our young people. That's a big deal.
It is, and it's near and dear to all their hearts. They're young professionals. They have kids in the school system. It was important to them that scholarship money be raised and stay locally to those students who are giving back in the community that raised them.
There it is. Y'all at delta-.org.
Yes.
Get signed up right there. Or coming right back, more of Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. Great picture. Thank you, unnamed texter. I'm going to give you a nickname. Like I tell folks on the text line, you don't even have to use your real name if you want to have a nickname here. I'm going to put Mudman. I don't know. This is a picture sent. This is a fantastic picture of running.
Mud statue.
Leaving, you do. You look like a statue.
Mud statue man.
Running out of the mud pit there at the Delta Dash. Other than the whites of the eyes, no skin showing that's not covered in mud. That is great.
Looks like an awesome time. Let's just call him Mud. His name is Mud.
There we go. Your name is Mud now because you didn't give us a name. You let us name you. And so there we go.
Typing
the name in there. Hey, heads up to this weekend, of course, a great time to check out the original Oyster House, both locations at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores and on the Mobile Bay Causeway. But speaking of the Causeway location, I've been telling you about the $6.99 apps and dollar off drafts Monday through Thursday, 5 to 7. Also, they play in the live jams, live music at the Original Oyster House, too. Go to their website, originaloysterhouse.com. You can see the lineup, but folks like Phil Proctor and Drew Bentley, Bobby Butchka, Brandon White, Brittany Grimes, and they will be doing music from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Causeway location. So you get your seafood, and you get your tunes.
And you get your groove on.
What a beautiful view.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about living Gulf Coast life. Looking at the Little Lagoon or looking at the Delta or the Bay and listening to some live music and eating great seafood.
Wouldn't that be called living la vida loca?
No, because it's not a crazy life. It's a chilled life.
It's a good crazy.
It's not. It's a good chilled. Tastes great.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
It is postcard worthy.
Yeah, so we're a disagreeable group here between the two. It's just
it happens.
It happens when you're wrong all the time.
Oh, okay. How's those picks going?
Well, ooh. We'll see. I'm doing the old,
my own picks. I didn't have to do have somebody else do the quick pick.
The quick pick.
No, if I'm going to win, I want to win because I've earned it and I've done my research. And if I lose, well, then I'll go out swinging.
I like it.
You ever heard the term sandbagging? This is how I hustle. Oh no, maybe next week. Make it interesting.
Here we go. I keep losing.
Let's throw $20 on this.
Yeah, I'm no good at this game. Why don't y'all want to?
At the end of the day, we're still one team. Let's just remember that.
That's true.
Okay.
There's no I in team.
I have to say hi to someone that listens.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me find my notes because I always have to write people's names down so I don't say it incorrectly.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wait. I love that. Are you ready? Now, hold on.
Okay. Mayor Terry Williams and Councilman Brian Henderson of the city of Mount Vernon, they listen every single morning.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of Mount Vernon folks here that text in, too, and I always talk about the icebox in Mobile County.
Uh-huh.
The coldest place in Mobile County.
95 degrees today.
Right.
Probably.
Right. But, I mean, whenever like in wintertime and we're running through the temperatures, like when we get a freeze, the icebox of Mobile County is Mount Vernon.
First one to freeze.
And I spend usually at least once a week rolling through right there in Mount Vernon. So what's up, Mount Vernon?
Yeah, I love that. And they met my husband, and then when they found out who he was married to, they had to let him know that they listened to us every morning.
Good thing. So shout out to Mount Vernon. That's awesome. By the way, let's see. Coming up today, let's see. It's Friday. That's right. That means we will not do 6.5 stories today. We have kind of an edited schedule here because I'm getting to do something pretty neat today, and I'm going to report on it next week. But I'm heading up to a little north of Camden, Alabama, to meet with a bunch of folks from Alabama DCNR and talk about, by the way, tomorrow is National Public Lands Day. And we'll talk about this on the Outdoors Show tomorrow. And
free park admission.
Yeah, free park admission.
Will you please explain that acronym, please?
Department of Conservation Natural Resources.
Everybody may not know.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. But so I'm meeting with those folks, talking about some of the public lands and what they have done in the state of Alabama to have more publicly available land for not just for hunting, but hiking and canoeing, and you know, if you want to just get out. I mean, anything from going to a prepared campground at a state park to a real adventure for a multi-day backpacking trip in places like in the Bankhead Forest in northwest Alabama. The state is really working on this. Been a big turnaround. It's not always going this way. Over the last few years, they've turned it around, and they're going the right way on this. So I'm going to this meeting today to talk more about this, and I'll give you more information next week when I get back. So Midday Mobile will be some highlights from this week. And
so you're our spokesmodel, is what you're saying?
Spoke something. I don't know if you throw models. I know you had your story about National Fashion Week this week, and I said I was really upset
Mobile
that they didn't.
Mobile Fashion Week.
Yeah, that they didn't get me. Yeah, Mobile, not National.
Yes.
That they didn't get me as one of the fashion icons.
There's still time. New York Fashion Week was last week, I believe. I don't know. I've never attended. But I will say, you win with the coolest T-shirt this morning. I have to give that to you. I love that T-shirt.
Really?
I do. I really do. And then when you told me there was a Michigan connection.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if it comes up missing, I did not...
I know. I know where there's like one place you can get this issue of the T-shirt. So
oh,
I will.
Oh man!
I tell you what, people can guess what the T-shirt is. They go to the Twitter feed. If you can look past the alligator, you'll see what it is. It's a company that was founded in Michigan. Okay, in Grayling, Michigan.
Yes.
In Grayling, Michigan. Now it runs its operation down in Florida, and it is something that their products have been part of my life since I was probably 12 years old.
Yay high.
So there you go. Check it. You look at Twitter, and it'll be some prize if you identify what the shirt is, because it's hidden behind the Golden Gator. Right, 8:58. We're out of here. Laura Ingram on the way next. Tomorrow morning, FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, Public Lands Day. We'll talk a whole bunch about that. And then football.
Yeah, Prep Sports Report. Got a lot of high school games to talk about.
All right. We'll see you then. Y'all have a great one.